This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Nanaimo's only indoor winter farmers market, Island Roots Market Cooperative, has joined forces with Bowen Road Farmers Market to create a twice-weekly market on Wednesdays and Saturdays through the summer at the Bebbin Park location. The two markets have joined forces to increase and extend the reach of local food while also developing ambitious future plans that include a single indoor year-round market open 5 or 6 days each week in Nanaimo. The cooperating markets envision a new building near Bebbin Park for the year-round market. On May 24, 2016, a delegation from the markets appeared at a regional district of Nanaimo board meeting, and they asked for a letter of support for the plan to build a year-round market at Bebbin Park. As of this spring, the markets are open on Wednesdays and Saturdays beginning May 28, 2016 at the Bebbin Park location. Island Roots will resume its indoor market in October 2016 as usual. I went down to the Island Roots Bowen Road Farmers Markets and spoke with our very own Ashta Cormier. You'll recognize her as one of our People First Radio presenters.
My name's Ashta Cormier. I'm the co-manager for the Island Roots Bowen Road Farmers Markets. A couple of groups have gotten together to join forces and further the local food movement in Nanaimo and the Mid-Island area. That's Island Roots Market Cooperative and the Bowen Road Farmers Market Society. So these two groups have joined up to bring to Nanaimo two markets a week during the summertime. That's from May till October. So May 11th was the first day that we opened up at Bebbin Park, which is at 2300 Bowen Road. And that's a little bit confusing because we call it the Bowen Road Farmers Market, but it happens at Bebbin. And in Nanaimo, there's also a Bowen Park that some people might think to go to, but it's at Bebbin Park. So this is the summertime market. It's been running for almost 10 years in this location. And a couple years ago, there is a new initiative that emerged called Island Roots Market Cooperative, which is a co-op that endeavors to have a permanent market space, a building in which farmers can either come and sell their produce or they can drop off their produce for sale. So that's part of a longer scope plan. Now, the Bowen Road Farmers Market, since it has been so well established and every summer everyone knows to come here to Bebbin Park to find their local produce and meat and bread and fish and cheese and preserves. And so Island Roots approached us, I say us as the Bowen Road Farmers Market, to join together to see if we have the same goals, which it turns out our goals are very similar. So the two groups got together to bring the summertime markets. Now, it had only ever been on Wednesday afternoons from 4 till 6:30, but starting on May 28th, the market will be open in the same location at Bebbin Park from 9 a.m. till 12 on Saturdays. So after the 28th of May, it will be every Wednesday and Saturday, local food available to the people of Nanaimo. And it's really great. I actually see a lot of the same faces that have been to the Island Roots Winter Market. That winter market goes from October until May, so all the winter months, and that happens inside, indoors, Pleasant Valley Hall. That's at 6100 Dumont Road in Nanaimo, just off of Mostar, kind of up in the north end by Woodgrove in that area. So for all of those months, there has been the indoor market, and there have been a lot of the same faces that have been to that indoor market in the wintertime and that are coming to the outdoor market now.
You've been involved in farmers markets for a few years. Has there been an increasing interest in the markets? Are the numbers of people purchasing on the up? What are the trends that you've noticed?
I have seen a lot of increased interest, and I think it directly correlates with the awareness, the increased awareness that I've observed myself around food issues and around eating, around health, and around the wellness of our bodies. And I think that as the awareness of how important it is to fuel our bodies with quality food increases, so has the attendance here at the market. And I really am, I'm really happy to see that, because there is a real strong correlation between health and where our food comes from, and the closer to home that it comes from, the more healthy it is, the more fresh, the better it tastes, the better quality. And that really does translate through a person's life. If they're eating high quality food, then they're going to feel high quality.
One of the things that I notice when I walk down to this market is that it really has the feeling of a county fair, community fair, a larger gathering that is about much more than food products. There's a lot going on down here.
In this very space has been focused on agriculture for years and decades and decades in this area. We're located right now on what is currently called the VIX grounds. This is behind Bebbin Pool. We're right now sitting right behind a big red barn with the white trim. There's barns all around us. There's the 4-H Club barn just on the other side of us. And so this is a place of agriculture, and that's why we have been here for so long, because we've added to that culture of farming. And as the local food movement and the small scale agriculture is growing in popularity, more and more people are doing it. They know that here is the place that they're able to live out their agricultural, as you say, there's a feeling here of a county fair, and that's because we have live music, and there's lots of kids people and greens and all of this wonderful food around. I mean, it is a really good feeling to be in agriculture.
Let's go back up to the market and take a look and see what's happening up there.
Sure, that sounds great.
I tell you right now, any trick in a book, baby, that I can find. When you make your mind up, you go.
So tell me a bit about the products that are currently available right now here in May, and what happens in terms of food and other products over the summer.
A really popular item that just came ripe are strawberries. And only one vendor at today's market had strawberries, and they sold out almost immediately. You'll see at the start of our market at 4 p.m., since it's Wednesday right now, that there are big lineups at some of our vendors. For example, I'm looking over at Killipi Road Farm. They have cherry tomatoes, long English cucumbers, and they sell out very fast, because it's a very there's very popular items. Now, as the season goes on, there will be more of these items that are kind of sought after right now in these big long lineups, and people come right at 4 o'clock to be able to get them. You'll find that as the season goes on, and as more and more vendors start picking up those items such as strawberries or tomatoes or carrots, everyone starts having them. And then it's just like this sense of abundance that we all get to have the nice ripe strawberries that haven't been sprayed with any kind of poison. And so there's the Killipi Road Farm is actually an anomaly. They have a greenhouse. They have a hothouse. So that allows them to be able to bring to consumers some of these items that generally become ripe later on in the season. But, it's actually really interesting. I have been involved with the farmers markets for years, and I've seen one year in, I think it was like late August, early September, it was like blueberries. So many blueberries. They were just, going out by the caseful. And then the year after, no blueberries. I wonder what's going to happen this year. I wonder if there will be blueberries again. But, you know, I think that just it serves to kind of tell a story about how unpredictable sometimes our growing seasons are, and these varieties of fruits and vegetables that will take a break one year and kind of replenish their supply for the following year. Maybe they'll take a break for 2 years, and that's kind of interesting. But it grounds us back in the reality of when we're eating food from nature that is just allowed to be nature, not so messed with, you know, and attempted to be controlled, then we can adjust our palates accordingly. And so that's kind of what's happened here. I mean, right now it's very early in the season. Right now on the day we're doing this interview, it's May 18th. So there are some of the things that are ripe right now. There's been lots of leeks and asparagus. The lovely, beautiful, long bushels of asparagus. The fresh asparagus is just it's nothing like the Mexican asparagus that gets trucked up here. In fact, I was at the grocery store yesterday. I picked up the Mexican asparagus that is very, very low cost. And I breathed in deeply, and I could smell so many other things on that asparagus besides asparagus. But here, this asparagus is not sprayed with anything. It was, you know, snipped this morning, and it wasn't trucked from here to there, you know. And because of that reason, the asparagus that I got today from Darren's Good Greens for $5 for a bushel is going to keep in my fridge for weeks and weeks longer than any asparagus that I would buy at the grocery store because of how fresh it is. So just kind of going through, and I'm looking at these vendors now and seeing the kinds of things that are ripe. There's a lot of starts. We have a lot of garden starts because a lot of people who come to the farmers market are interested in growing their own food because it's so easy. You know, you see like how much can come of it. So there's a lot of garden starts, tons of greens right now, and you know this is a good time of the year at the market for products that are not necessarily from the garden. For example, we have the Happy Goat, which is unpasteurized goat cheese. We have Ishim, which are the corn tortillas. We have Bodie's Bakery. He brings great bread, sourdough bread that's been naturally fermented properly. And he comes every week, and there's Qualicum coffee roasters. In fact, on Saturdays we're going to be having Regard Coffee, which has been creating huge buzz in Nanaimo. Pardon the pun there, but Regard Coffee will be here selling their roasted beans on Saturdays. And who else do we have? We've got, oh my gosh, we've got fish, we've got meat, we've got eggs, we've got, there's so many great products that you could find at the grocery store, but it's here, and it's made from local ingredients. And from a management point of view, we are the ones who are taking these vendor applications and basically filtering out anything that's not from around here. So if you're coming to this market, you're getting food that's made from around here. It's good energy.
Thanks a lot, Ashta.
You're welcome.
Ashta Cormier is co-manager of the Island Roots Bowen Road Farmers Markets. Island Roots Market Cooperative has joined forces with Bowen Road Farmers Market to create a twice weekly market on both Wednesdays and Saturdays through the summer at the Bevan Park location. You can find Island Roots Market online at islandrootsmarket.com, and you can find Bowen Road Market online at bowenfarmersmarket.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.